AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the shooting of two people by federal immigration agents in Portland, Oregon.
Hundreds of people protested outside an ICE building in Portland, Oregon, Thursday night after federal immigration agents shot and wounded two people in a vehicle outside a city hospital. Portland resident Angelisa Jones says it's been chaos.
People, the community is trying to get answers. The officials are not trying to tell us anything.
Portland Mayor Keith Wilson is demanding answers.
Portland is not a training ground for militarized agents. We are calling on ICE to halt all operations in Portland until a full and independent investigation can take place.
The Department of Homeland Security says the vehicle's passenger was, quote, a Venezuelan illegal alien affiliated with the transnational Tren de Aragua prostitution ring, end quote. And they say that when agents identify themselves to those in the vehicle, the driver tried to run them over. Mayor Wilson says he doesn't believe that account. I'm Donna Warder.
Venezuela has released a number of imprisoned high-profile opposition figures, activists, and journalists. President Trump says the release came at the request of the U.S. Those released included citizens and foreigners. The House voted to extend expired Affordable Care Act health care subsidies. Some Republicans voted with Democrats over the opposition of GOP leaders. The Labor Department says employers added 50,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate slipped to 4.4%, its first decline since June. In November, that number was 4.5%. In Iran, Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has signaled security forces would crack down on protesters. The death toll has risen to at least 50. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. Carson Beck rushed for a 3-yard go-ahead touchdown with 18 seconds remaining and tossed two TDs to lead number 10 Miami over number 6 Ole Miss 31-27 in a college football playoff semifinal at the Fiesta Bowl.
This is what we live for. This is why you play the game of football. This is why you come to the University of Miami is for moments like this.
NFL, the Dolphins fired coach Mike McDaniel after 4 seasons. NBA, the Timberwolves topped the Cavaliers 131-122 behind Julius Randle's 28 and 4 20-point scorers. Indiana's Rick Carlisle became the 11th coach in NBA history to win 1,000 games. And NHL, Detroit's Patrick Kane scored twice against Vancouver to become the 50th player in league history to record 500 career goals. Geffen Coolball, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.